This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
So many roster questions were up in the air as we hit the final stretch of the season. With all the uncertainty and questions of whether we'll play hockey again now, what happens? It is time for another episode of Flames Unfiltered, episode 53. As we cruise through season one of the show, it is April 5th, 2020. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. So glad you could join us as the NHL is still on pause. You know what? It's sad, because last night would have been an amazing battle of Alberta to end the season. And that would have been flat out amazing. There's so many unanswered questions. If this team would have been a playoff spot set, would last night's game meant something? Tonight's when we would have been getting the brackets as we sit on a Sunday before the playoffs, figuring out the matchups and speculating and predicting who is going to win. This was going to be a Stanley Cup preview show. Not an episode where we're focusing on unanswered questions about the roster. This is the time of year we should be excited and a little bit nervous as we wait for those playoffs to begin. Would we be in? Who would we be playing? How would our game be trending? Would we be going in on a high? Will the key players show this year? Who would be our starter in net? Just tons of questions, tons of excitement, tons of anticipation of a Wednesday or Thursday night opening round playoff. Would it have been the Battle of Alberta? How exciting would that have been? Oh, I can't even imagine how nervous and pumped I would be for that. It's all been robbed. It's sad. This terrible pandemic has rocked the world, has shaken everybody, scared everybody, worried everybody, and most of all, taken our escape away. Sports is our escape from these terrible times. And unfortunately, during this terrible time, we can't even escape with sports. On today's episode, we are going to update the coronavirus and how it affects the National Hockey League. We'll dive into the future of the Flames. With this season in limbo, there are numerous unanswered questions that may not get answered. Then we will roll into some Flames news and wrap the episode up with a Facebook poll about who the Flames starting goalie should be for the future. This is your escape from reality. It's time to enjoy some Flames talk.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, has a great podcast called Ice Analytics. It's a deep dive into hockey analytics, statistical analysis, and how it affects your favorite team. Standings, trades, signings, it's all on Ice Analytics on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, I wish we were done talking about this. Well, we're not. This coronavirus continues to grapple with Canada and the U.S. We will win. We will. Some NHL news and how it affects with that. The NHL extended their self-quarantine period for their players and staff to April 15th, which that is fastly approaching, just 10 days away, actually. The Ottawa Senators continue to have cases with 4 new cases of COVID-19 within their organization. That's 6 in total. What else do we got? Oh, bad news for Flames fans. City Council and the City of Calgary announced to extend their ban on public events through June 30th. The Flames and the Stampeders will not be allowed to have games or gatherings prior to June 30th, according to Mayor Nenshi, who we all love, right? Yeah, not so much. So what would this mean if the team if the league came back before then? You know, you look at the schedule, and they have 8 remaining home games, and they aren't allowed to play some of their home games in Calgary. Honestly, I think if it got to that point and the league came back, then Mayor Nenshi would feel so much pressure that he would lift that gathering ban. I can't help but imagine that he wouldn't. I think he might get lynched if he didn't. Because we're starving for anything right now as a society. And if we could get NHL hockey back in June, that would be flat out amazing. I'm thinking that this probably won't matter, and the fact that I can't imagine we'd probably see it until at least July, if not August, probably more likely. But I'm not sure when the NHL is going to have to make a decision on this. There's so many things that are up in the air and how it's going to all pan out. They've already determined now that the NHL draft is going to be held like via teleconference. Not sure when that will be. It'll be a virtual draft. The NFL's already planning on doing that also. And that's unknown. Saturday, all the, I believe it was 15 professional sports groups got together and had a phone conference with President Trump in the U.S. Trump assured them that as soon as he's able to give the okay, he wants them back in the arenas. He wants sports going on. But it's unclear what the medical experts and everything will have for a realistic timeline. Things are supposed to hit their peak in the next 2 weeks. And we'll see how it all plays out. We'll see how quickly it goes away, and we'll see what the safety nets are. President Trump expects that the National Football League will start on time. The NBA Commissioner Adam Silver reported that he wants to be back as soon as they possibly can. I think everybody does. And I don't think Gary Bettman's going to let up on this and just throw this under the covers until, you know, we know. I mean, it's so crazy. I don't think anybody wants to lose this season, but I think it's going to be pretty hard for us not to lose this season, if that makes sense. I think this is going to drag into June for sure, and then I think big, huge public gatherings will drag into July, August, and I'm just not sure how quickly government officials and health officials are going to allow people to gather into spots of 18 to 20,000 people. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I do know that if this drags into the summer, I think we're going to have a lot of people that are just going to be like, whatever, don't care, we need to get this going again. Whether it be the economy, which is probably going to be more so important than sports. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's a scary time, and hopefully in the next 2 weeks here we can see a peak and start to see the downslide back and the road to recovery and the road to health, which will lead to the road to happiness and will lead to the road to the Stanley Cup. And that's what we all really, really want and really, really need.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
All right, hockey fans, I got to talk to you about something. We'd like to welcome a new sponsor on board, and it's Manscaped. Does everybody know what that is? It's a razor for men, and it's amazing. I have one now, and I've used it. I've used to use other razors and hated them. And I tried this, and it is flat out amazing. It's easy to use. The charge lasts a long, long time. It's comfortable. It's safe. Because God forbid you want an injury down there. The price is right. Go on to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code THPN. We're going to get you 20% off. And you know what? Our good friends there will ship it to you for free. That's at manscaped.com, promo code THPN. Believe me, it works.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
All right, Flames fans, with no playoffs, well, maybe no playoffs, we don't know that for sure. This was an offseason that a lot of us talked about as a really a critical one. A lot of questions to be answered. Things that were going to have to be determined by Brad Treliving and how this franchise moves forward, depending on how this team was down the stretch, and especially how they were in the first round of the playoffs. Until then, we wonder, will this season continue? Or are we done with the season? That's my vote. And if we are done, man, the questions are going to be difficult to answer. It kind of leaves us where we were 12 months ago. Do we really know what we want to do with the offensive core? Last year after the playoffs, we were mad at Gaudreau and Monahan. I was. And I said, one more year. If this team can't pull these stars and have a good run with these stars, we need to change these stars. Does this offseason give you a lot of hope that Gaudreau and Monahan have found their way? Well, Monahan, I thought we had an okay year up until now. We do know he's not a number one center. And that's probably okay because we have Lindholm, who's what I consider probably a better candidate for that number one spot. I'll take that trade-off. And you know what? Monahan, he's a strong number two center, and he'll fit in perfectly in that category. So I'm not pinning this one on him. I've answered that question on what I would do there. I would move him to the second line and just roll with it. But for Johnny Gaudreau, although he was starting to get his game together here in the last couple weeks prior to the shutdown, based on his previous playoff and the bulk of this season, has he really proven to us that he's a winner? Is his heart really in this? Does he hate losing like he should? Does he really, by his actions, want to hoist the Stanley Cup? Now, yeah, I think he does. But does he have the grit and determination to fight through it to get himself and his team to that level? Is he capable of throwing this team on his back? I have doubts. I have big time doubts. And what would the benefit be of moving him now? Well, it's the return. He's got a team-friendly deal. He could bring a pretty decent return back for the Flames that would help them for years to come. Now, is Johnny Gaudreau a good hockey player? Yeah. Is he worth what he's being paid right now? Yeah, I would say so. But is Johnny Gaudreau the guy that's going to get you over the hump and win you a Stanley Cup? I don't think so. He's had one good playoff year, and that was the very first year he was in the league. And he had to have a good playoff year that year because he was trying to earn a spot as a regular NHL player. It was atrocious last year in the playoffs. He was non-existent. He was actually a hindrance in many situations. One thing I will give him credit on this year, he hasn't been complaining, bitching, and whining as much. But has he stood out? Has he went into the gritty areas? Has he made those big time plays? I think it's still unanswered questions. And if they're unanswered at this point, I'd really hate to keep him another year and have his value go down in the fact that him leaving as an unrestricted free agent. Something needs to happen and a decision needs to be made. And quite honestly, this is really screwing Brad Treliving in that he can't answer that question because he's not going to get that one last playoff go with him. Or might not get that one last playoff go with him. Is this the core that can win? And if not, he's the piece that needs to change. The second question I ask is, Jeff Ward the coach next year? Now, I have my complaints on Coach Ward. I thought his line juggling and combination and in-game itchy trigger finger change the lines drove me insane and lasted way, way too long. Him experimenting with Backlund on the wing was also not good. and some of his goaltending decisions, especially in the games prior to break, were not good at all. But his numbers weren't bad. Since the All-Star break, the Flames had the fourth best winning percentage in the Western Conference. Only Colorado, Vegas, and St. Louis were better. A .616, as a matter of fact. I don't know. This is another unanswered question. And boy, a playoff run and how far we went in the playoffs, or how we were down the final stretch, would answer this question. You can't help but think that Brad Treliving isn't looking at Bruce Boudreau, Gallant, Laviolette. There's names out there. Another unanswered question. And another one that we have that's looming over us is, do we feel comfortable as Rittich as a starter? Talbot was better down the stretch. Rittich was amazing early in the season. We have Rittich for one more year on a fairly friendly cap hit. What do we do with Cam Talbot? Do we sign Cam Talbot and run with these two next year again? Do we go after a guy of Braden Holtby stature? A Robin Lehner? A Matt Murray? A Yaroslav Halak? That would be my vote. I don't know. I don't know. Is Rittich capable of being a starter? Fully. Is Talbot, for that matter? You know what? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Is he's as capable as Rittich is? And that might be the problem. Now, if I could have a Rittich from October to early December, you bet he is. But it's two seasons in a row, we've watched Rittich start off really well and peter out as the season went. Well, how many times do we have to watch that? I will tell you that if I could have watched him in the postseason, I probably would be a lot more comfortable making this decision. The scary part of Brad Treliving's job here in the next few months is the uncertainty, but on top of that is, these are only three of about 10 questions that I came up with that probably would have been answered for him had we been able to continue this season and have a playoffs. And what could magnify these problems even worse is if we do get the season going again and it's late and this team gets bounced in the first round, he isn't going to have a lot of time before the next season starts to get the moves made, the signings made, and the changes made that need to be made. These are just three of 10 that I came up with. And in the future shows, in the off-season shows, we're going to break down the coaching staff, the offense, the defense, the goaltending, and the moves that we feel need to be made. But I'm going to have a hard time, just like Brad Treliving is going to, making these decisions when I don't know. I would have loved to see these guys and see how this played out in the playoffs. This is going to be one of the most difficult off seasons for a general manager in Calgary that we've seen. Unanswered questions. It makes it very, very hard for him.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, a little bit of Flames news. Make sure you check out Flames TV during this break. We need Flames talk, right? Yeah, and you can get it from Brendan Parker there. Great interviews this week. He talked to Mike Vernon and Lanny McDonald on one of them. I saw one yesterday where he talked to Theron Fleury. We need our hockey fixes. I'm not a huge guy in this virtual reality video game things, and I don't know. I can't get into that. But I like listening to the players talk and hear a little bit more of what they're doing in the off season, what they foresee happen, and quite honestly, hearing some stories from the past. Other bits of Flames news: Flames ownership temporarily lays off 50% of the staff. Former Flames goaltender Eddie Lack announces his retirement. He played just 4 regular season games with the Flames in 2017-18, and it was a disaster. Although he's a wonderful guy, he did not have a wonderful career in Calgary, but he does announce his retirement on April 3rd, which 1988, which was anniversary, was on Friday. Flames forward Håkan Lube became the first Swedish-born player to score 50 goals in a season. Saturday was Andrew Mangiapane's birthday. Happy birthday. And what will his contract look like next year? That could be an interesting one, as he was rolling on all cylinders as we went into this unexpected break. David Riddick, we find out now, is recovering from an elbow injury. No updates on any of the other injuries as far as Valimaki goes or Hamonic, since really there's no skating, training, or whatever going on. We assume they are both still rehabbing and working with that. But as of now, really have no updates on those. I will look for more of those before next week's show. Let's roll on into our fan question segment of the show. And this week I did a Facebook poll. And my friends at Calgary Flames fan page and Flames Hub were again amazing, as there's just a great, great, great group of Flames fans on those Facebook pages. And it's so fun to interact with them and talk Flames hockey. And the poll this week related to the topic up that we had earlier, talking about starting goaltenders. And David Riddick. And I think David Riddick is a good goaltender. I'm not sure I just don't know what to do. There's so much uncertainty when it comes to this. I thought for sure that this year would be a year we'd be able to say, yep, he is our starting goaltender. And we had talked about on numerous podcasts heading into that, is we were seeing signs that, yep, he was going to show us that he was the guy that we needed and was doing everything that we could up until Christmas. I know I said in multiple podcasts, we're getting exactly what we wish for because it's getting answered. The questions are getting answered. Well, now they're not, as David Riddick stumbled miserably. We did find out now he has an elbow injury and was dealing with some hamstring issues also. But how much was that affecting his play? And if they were so bad it was affecting his play that bad, then why was he playing? So I ran a poll and asked, is David Riddick capable of being the Flames' long-term starting goalie? Again, great response from these Facebook pages. You got to go on and join these groups. It's great. 418 responses in just a day. How awesome is that? 62%, 260 people voted that yes, David Riddick has done enough to prove that he is a starting goalie in Calgary. 38%, 158 voters said no, he has not done enough. And a lot of people in the poll asked me why I didn't have a button for maybe. Lots of people went back and forth and said he possibly could be, but we don't know. I had some people complain that how will we ever know if our team keeps allowing 45 shots per night? And I can't maybe disagree with that one. Florin D-Word posted, no, not yet. 2 seasons in and both he has proven not to be the guy in the second half of the season. Chris Rousey spouted in with, the amount of people saying yes is a little concerning. He absolutely choked halfway through the season. That is not starter material. And I like David Riddick. I think he's a great, great guy, but I question whether he's a starter in this league also. I think he's a capable backup goalie and would be an amazing backup goalie to have. I wish I could say he was a starter. You know what? Maybe if he got a playoff opportunity this year, he could solidify that And I would feel comfortable saying, yes, he's our starter. But we don't have that. And we probably aren't going to get that. And that's the really tough part. As the season sits in limbo and the days on the calendar keep ticking off.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, this is where I'd usually be talking about stuff coming up, games coming up, previewing games, who's playing who. God, we normally be previewing the playoffs. I'd be giving my predictions right now at this time. Damn it, this is making me mad. But you know what? There's nothing we can do. This is out of our control. Let's tackle this with a positive attitude. Make sure you stay home. Make sure you're staying safe. Make sure you're staying healthy. Hockey will be back. Life will get back to what it used to be like. It's frustrating right now. I hate not knowing when. I'm such a planner type guy. But hang in there. We'll get through it. See you next week on another episode. Really appreciate it. Each and every one of you listening, following, reaching out to me, texting me different questions and asking me my thoughts on Flame stuff. Next week, another episode comes out. Kyle Brandt from the Oil Country podcast joins the show. Always good talking Flames Oilers. We'll get Kyle's We'll get his perspective on how this break is going. Check in a little bit with him on what he's been doing. Make sure you check out Flames Unfiltered on iTunes. Rate and review us. Check us out on SoundCloud. Check us out on our partner, the Hockey Podcast Network. Podcast for all 31 NHL teams. Ice Analytics. Terry Ryan's got a podcast. It's all on the Hockey Podcast Network. And make sure you check out flamesunfiltered.com. Thanks again for listening. And we will see you and talk to you next week. Stay healthy. Enjoy this break. Hey, it's time to relax, right?
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey.
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.